The witch doctor. Leave me alone till you're dead. I'm a coroner, moaned Dr. Death to a crowd of sick people wanting to be healed by the witch doctor. What's up, Doc? Said a colleague at his hospital. Dr. Death moaned. What do you want, Jack? You are needed, said Jack Taylor, who was an orderly. Who died? Asked the doctor. Who Jack used as the local banshee. When someone died, he was the one to tell their loved ones. Come with me, said Jack, ignoring him. Jack took him to a room with a dead man. What killed him? Asked the doctor. Stroke, said Jack. Okay, where are his family? Asked the doctor, reading the patient's details from the bed. Bring him back to life, doctor, said Jack. But I can't do that, said the doctor. You can, he's famous, said Jack. No, I can't. The laws of nature say, once you're dead, said the doctor shortly. You brought your father back from the dead 20 times, said Jack. He's a zombie, said Dr. Death. He looks alive, said Jack. He isn't, said Dr. Death. This guy's an actor. He could do his work as a zombie. He just has to look alive to do his job, said Jack. I'll report his death. Not bring him back, said Dr. Death. You're a doctor, heal him, said Jack. Turning him into a zombie isn't healing him, said Dr. Death. He's my favorite actor, said Jack. Want a second opinion? Find another necromancer, said Dr. Death. Okay, I will, said Jack. We're as rare as hen's teeth, said the doctor. Darn, Jack said. Later, at a local newspaper, hello, where is Lance Alexander? He's a reporter, demanded Jack at the reception desk. Why do you want to see him? Asked the receptionist. I need to talk to him, said Jack. Why? Said the receptionist. I'm a friend of his father's, said Jack. Is something wrong? Asked the receptionist. Yes, it's a matter of life and death, said Jack. I'll take you to him then, said the worried receptionist, who took him to Lance's desk. He seems to be out for lunch, said the receptionist. Seeing his empty desk, I'll wait, said Jack, sitting in Lance's chair. The receptionist left him. Jack picked up a paper and began to read it. On the cover was an article called The Witch Doctor about Dr. Death. The reason everyone wanted him to heal them and the dead. It told of a miracle of a man healed of a broken leg and the doctor bringing back his dead father to life. The article said he could cure anything. The truth that the article missed is that he couldn't heal everything. Other things he wouldn't heal. Half an hour later, Lance got back to his desk. Oh no, not you, said Lance, seeing Jack. Hello, I need your help, said Jack. You do? How? Asked Lance. You know how to contact the necromancer. I need him, said Jack. No, I don't. But why would you want to contact him? Asked Lance, curious. I need a necromancer, said Jack. A necromancer? Why would you need one of them? Asked Lance. The necromancer. I have a job for him, said Jack. Are you mistaking him for a paid hitman? Laughed Lance. I don't want to kill anyone. I just need a necromancer for a second opinion, said Jack. A second opinion? Laughed Lance, his eyes widening in disbelief. I'm serious, said Jack. I can give you a second opinion, laughed Lance. Are you a necromancer, like your father? Asked Jack. Not sure, lied Lance. Oh, I need one. Can you help me find one? Asked Jack. Lance wanted to get back at Jack for his poor treatment of his father. Okay, said Lance, with a wry smile. Later, in the street, some distance away, Lance and Jack trailed a teenager who looked like Jack's idea of a necromancer. He was an emo goth in black, with black and white makeup, and a long flowing black cape, and black hair. Is he a necromancer? Asked Jack. Yes, he is my contact. The Prince of Darkness is his name, lied Lance. The boy was actually his son. Hey, why are you following me, dork? Snapped the boy, noticing his dad was following him with Jack. I have a friend, said Lance, who was interrupted by his son, saying. I can see that, dork, said the goth. He called his dad Dork, not Dad. He needs to get a second opinion, said Lance. Dork, said a girl he had been walking with. Jack laughed. Lance had his second opinion. He was a dork. Hello, Necromantrix, said Lance. She's a necromancer too, asked Jack. Yes, said Lance. What does he want an opinion on? Asked the prince. He didn't tell me he wanted to talk to a necromancer, said Lance. Why ask us? Asked the necromantrix. You are necromancers. I work contacts, of course, said Lance, winking at them. They figured out what he was doing. Ask away, said the prince. I need you to bring back someone to life. He died of a stroke last night, said Jack. The teen looked at Lance, not sure what to do or say to that. Oh, said Lance. Oh, what, said Jack. Can't be done. The soul would have been taken by now. All you have left would be a zombie if brought back, Lance said candidly. He was a secret Grim Reaper as well as the unknown serial killer known as the Necromancer. He knew what he was talking of. The teenagers didn't. I thought you weren't a necromancer, said Jack. I never said I wasn't, said Lance darkly. Dork, said the necromantrix, embarrassed by her dad. Again, with that, she walked off. Can you bring him back to life, either of you? Asked Jack. I could, but Dad would have my skull as a mantle ornament, said Lance. I couldn't do that if I wanted to. Who was he? Said the prince. He was on Neighbours. Don't know his name, said Jack. Dor, can you bring him back, please? Begged the prince. He was a big Neighbours fan. Neighbours? Not on your life, grumbled the thoroughly over-the-show Lance. Be gone, Jack, or you'll be wanting being brought back to life yourself. Jack ran away. Lance looked like he'd kill him if he didn't. If we catch up to Chris, I'll treat you to an ice cream. You did good, said Lance, lightening up a bit. Why can't we save him? Asked the prince. No ice cream for you. Your granddad would kill anyone who brought him back, said Lance gruffly, as they wandered off to catch up to the prince's sister.